More Idaho Matters right now. The weather is starting to warm up and the mountain snowpack is starting to melt and drain into Idaho rivers and streams. But some of that snow disappears before it even melts, and scientists are trying to find out why. Last year, KUNC's Alex Hager visited a team of researchers trying to solve this mystery, and he filed this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
If you want to get good measurements of snow, you've got to get a little cold and a little soggy. This team of researchers is doing just that, almost 10,000 feet above sea level. The journey through these Colorado mountains feels like a polar expedition. This line of bundled up skiers is breathing heavy and trudging alongside flags that mark the route into the whiteout up ahead. Eli Schwatt from the University of Washington is one of the researchers.
And it kind of looks like, what's the snow moon in Star Wars Chapter 5? It looks like Hoth.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
Good.
It looks like the rebel base on Hoth.
At this site full of towering scientific measuring devices, we're getting pelted by heavy, wet snow. But that is a necessary sacrifice for this team of snow detectives. Another researcher, Danny Hogan, says they're helping solve a mystery.
We're getting an amount of snow in the mountains, and that same amount of water that we would expect isn't necessarily coming down the river, and we're trying to find different culprits.
Figuring out those culprits has big consequences. The snow that does melt off joins the Colorado River, which supplies people from Wyoming to Mexico. But two-thirds of that water starts as snow in the state of Colorado. That's why this team is studying how it disappears.
Essentially, it's a loss of water that is difficult to measure because you're kind of going from something you see, something you don't see.
They're talking about a process called sublimation. That's when solid frozen snow evaporates into the air before it ever has a chance to melt and flow downhill. Jessica Lundquist says it's the same kind of process that makes dry ice give off that spooky fog.
The amounts that disappear range in models from 10% to 90% of the snowpack. So the uncertainty is huge.
Lundquist is in charge of this research. She's a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. The sublimation study doesn't have solid results yet, but it will contribute to a growing understanding of what happens to snow each spring. That's data that matters, even for people hundreds of miles away.
We know the Colorado River is oversubscribed. Every drop of water is wanted by multiple people. And so if you're off by the number of drops of water, you're promising to somebody they're not happy.
But Lundquist says evaporating snow isn't the only culprit. Scientists think a lot of the region's snow is getting soaked up by dry soil. The dirt here gets baked by abnormally dry summers, then acts like a sponge once snow melts on top of it. Edie Zagona is a hydrology professor at the University of Colorado. She says that makes it harder to get accurate predictions of how much water will be in the river each year.
There are so many variables, and it's so difficult to get them all right.
Even with all the uncertainty about where the water is going, Zagona says one thing is constant.
Climate change is a major factor in all aspects of the problem with forecasting.
And good predictions get more important every year in a growing region with a shrinking water supply. And up in the mountains, data to help inform those predictions comes from underneath our feet.
Is it time to get digging?
Yeah, it's time to get digging.
Hogan and Schwatt are shoveling out a snow pit. Inside, they're using rulers, thermometers, and scales to gather readings.
From surface at 152 to 143, fist, new snow.
Almost all the tools they're using are on the shelves at your local hardware store. But with the right context, the numbers from this niche study, carried out by two guys with a shovel, can make a big difference in understanding where our water comes from and where it might be going. I'm Alex Hager in Gothic, Colorado.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.